have a few more Tosfos in on the Sugyem. The Tosfos Iboi Leyovit. We had a Machlokes Rabina Ravsame. When do we say Yesh Liach Ledvar Aveirim? Rabina said if the Chotzos Alav Bachiyuvit, then we say Yesh Liach Ledvar Aveirim. And Rav Sama said, "Dum yedachaser iboy ovid, iboy loy ovid." Im taima, so Tosfos says, "Svahod esnan hayamoyshrei beyoytze." We'll see. This is speaking about, according to Rashi, a shliach, a ganav made a shliach to take out a behema from someone else's rishus. The Ganef Grat told the Shliach that it's his, that these behemoths belong to him, and he wants him to be a shemel. So it says, Hoya Moishchei V'yoyte, and this person is Moishchei the behemoth, who meis v'shus b'ilim, and the behemoth died v'shus b'ilim, potter. So the Ganef is potter, because there was no Maisa Kinyan. Higbiyoi, but what is, if this Shliach was Magbiya the Dova HaNiknav, Oy Haitziyoi Mershus Bailim, Umeit Chayim. Upeirish Rashi Beloshen Echot, one Loshen Rashi says Pshat Da Mitzvah, Sheomar Ganov Lishoymer, Sheir Echot Yeshli Bebayit Ploini, a ganef told the shoyma, I have a shoyer in that house. Kechenu utahi olav shoyma chinam. So he made him a shoyer, he told him to take out the animal. He was machabed the shoyma with the maise gneire. The shoyma was unaware of this whole thing. He told him, you should take out, you should be a shoyma chinam. Hoitziyoi ha-shoyma mishus bailim. So what is if the shoyma took it out mishus bailim? Umeis chayev haganev b'mshichas hashayim. Bamai vohiboi loyovit. We have here guidelines, according to Rav Sama, that when do we say yeshlich advar avera, if the shlich is bal kolchei, dumye de chotzer, but if the shlich is abal bechirev, there's Tut Todim is a tad, he might do it, he might not do it. So then we say, now this is Amiroim, and here's enough in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Ganav is Chaye b'mshiches Hashem. B'yeshloima, Sotais with answers, Kimin she'ena Shema yedeya shugonav. Since the Shema is unaware shugonav, so it's similar to Chotza, the Bal Kolchei Meisevei. The Emerson, Tosfos in Baba Kama is Mavair a little better, and the Maram by us is also Ba'ira. Rabbi Emerson, we have two Lashonos, when do we say Yeshliach L'dvar Aveira? And Tosfos and Baba Kama seems to mention the Smas Svore. The Smas has a Svore that the reason why we say Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira, because the Mishalach could say, I thought he wouldn't do it. So therefore, we cannot be manish the Mishalach, because he says, forget that's the Svore, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim, I told him to do it, so I didn't expect that he would do it. So therefore, if he did it, you can't be manish me. So that's the problem over there. So why over there is the Ganav Chayim? So So the Maram explains, our Tosfos itself, als the Svara of Bar Chiyuve, the Svara is a Bar Chiyuve, I sicher thought he wouldn't do it. Let us say, Ha'ima Le'isha Akvi Likotten. So if you tell Aisha Akvi Likotten, so then there's a Svara she might do it because she's not mitzvah in the lab of Akofa, so there he can say, I thought she wouldn't do it. Ha'ima le'ish akvili cotton, so there, that's the time. I didn't think that she would do it. I didn't think she would listen to me. So therefore we are not manish the mishalach. So if the shliach is unaware that this is a dover hagonu, so that's equivalent that the shliach is a lav bar chiyuve. Because Ozicha do it. You're telling him to take out your behemoth. So in Lav Bar Chiyuve, Tosfos understood if the Shlich is a Shoygig, it's equivalent to a Lav Bar Chiyuve, that the Mishalach should have assumed that he will do it. And if he doesn't, you're responsible for his action. Tosfos held in the Svarim, of Iboy Ovid, Iboy Loy Ovid, you need more than that. You need that there's no tzad whatsoever that he won't do it. Here, the faulty, this could be the person won't do it. So Tosfos is only at a problem, according to Rav Samad, that holds, you only say Yeshliach Ledvar Avere if the Shliach is Muchach, like Chotzer. And that Tosfos was machadish kibin sheina sheima yoydeya shu gonim. I can zicha assume that he's going to do it. So memele nhamle kechotza de balkoche meisebay. The omah li Yisrael kadish li isha grusha. Now the Gemara said another nafkemine between Ravine Rav Same, if you hold that you say Yeshliach Dvar Avere when the Shliach is Alav Bar Chiyuve, so if a Kohen told the Yisrael Kadosh Leisha Grusha, so according to Ravine, since the Shliach is Alav Bar Chiyuve, he's Potter. Vim Toima Afilo Omar LeKohen Nami. Now, let us appreciate Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asks, Amir Adike Kasha, that, L'chayre, if you need a Baal Chiyuve in the Maisem, so Afilu Akoyin is not a Baal Chiyuve in this Maisem. The Akoyin is Metzuve not to marry a Grusha for himself, but he's not a Baal Chiyuve had to marry a grusha for another koyin. So why does it say, the omar li Yisrael kadosh li isha grusha? So we had already mentioned the Ramban Taka says, lav davke, who had been omar li koyin kadosh li grusha? Tosfos did not hold like that. Tosfos held that the whole din was only said, koyin sh'omar li Yisrael, not koyin sh'omar li koyin. So that's a viskasha, but for Omer Lekoyinam. V'yesh loymar, the Koyin Mikri Bar Chiyuve. A Koyin is considered a Bar Chiyuve. Hoyol ve'im mekasha le'atzmoy, if he would marry this Isha for himself, chayiv, he'd be chayiv. So even though he's making him a shliach, to marry her to someone else, to the kain is making this kain of to marry this grusha of himself. That's also called a bar chiyuve. Avol Yisrael, but Yisrael, Avol gav the oiver mishum lifnei iver lisitei michshel shemekatshel lekayin, even though the kain is oiver lifnei iver. The Yisrael will be Mekadosh, he's also a Baal Chiyuve. When the Yisrael will marry a Grusha to a Kohen, he's Eivan Yisrael, Lifnei Yivel. kima di mekatsha la'atzmai la'mechayev le'mikri ba'al chiyuva. But since if he would marry her for himself, it wouldn't be also le'mikri ba'al chiyuva. So we have to understand what they're supposed to say. Be'etzem, Saya Koyin, Saya Yisrael are not allowed to marry Anisha Grusha for a Koyin. Because they believe in the evil. That's no shal. You believe in the evil. Afal Pikain, a Yisrael is called Allah Valchiyuve, even though he's evil if naive. And a Koyin is called Abachiyuve. And the criteria is because if a Koyin would marry her for himself, he'd be over. That's called his Abachiyuve. So we have to understand what Pshat and Taisvit is. So, L'chaire, there are two Mahalchim in Taisvit. One Mahalach, we can learn Pshat and Taisvit as follows. We had mentioned the previous Taisvit. To be very mistava to say that this is a hemshech with the previous Taisvit. We mentioned, just before, we mentioned a Sma. The Sma says that the whole reason we say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avere, because the Meshalach could say Sovarti Shelo Yishmali. I told him he should do it, but I'm not responsible for what he had done because I didn't think he would do it. We mentioned Taisus, the previous Taisus, Taisus of Avakama says the same story. Now we have to understand what's Pshat and Taisvit. So why over here by a Koyim we say Savarti Shula Yishmali, and by a Yisrael, but by a Koyim we don't say. Now Koyim is a Bachiv, I'm sorry, by a Koyim we say Savarti Shula Yishmali, and by Yisrael, we don't say Savarti Shula Yishmali. So there's a Shita Mekabetes. The Shita Mekabetes says as follows. Dibi Yisrael, Kivin Shima Isa Dovol Ze La'atzmoi Loi Machayim. If the Yisrael would marry her for himself, he's not Chayim. He's Oz Mischayim Sholchay. So then, the shliach, the mishalach is mechuyev. Ki hu betuv shliach la'achel bedobo shoyoise betuv la'atzmoy. That means something that he would readily do for himself, he would do it for the mishalach also. Ula'oilam mischayev sholchay. Ele im kein ike tarti shim hoya oiseye le atzmoi hoya isa vishayich be divre harav shaymin. So lechere, I think pshat in the shittim bekebetzis is that the gather is the ptur of ein shlich advar avere is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimim, that the Mishalach says, that I told him to do it, but the Rabbi Mishlom told him not to do it. So Isaiah didn't think that he would do it. So something that by the Shliach is not a Maisa Avera, because the Shliach could do it for himself. So Memele, there the Mishalach, there the Mishalach shouldn't have felt secure that the Shliach wouldn't listen to him, since by the Shliach, the Etzem Zach is not a Maisa Avera. So it's not Chomor Be'enei HaShliach. So the Mishalach should have thought that you tell a Yisrael to marry a Grusha for you, the Mishalach should have realized that the shlich is going to do it, since the etzem zach of marrying a grusha is not also to him, so it doesn't have a chaima legabe the shliya when he's marrying this grusha to a koy. Masha'enkein, by a koyin, that a koyin has the chayma, is makir the chayma of grusha lekoyin. He's also mitzuvah in the yisra. This is an yisra that is applicable to him. So memele, there's a svara to say, the mashalach can say, savarti shelo yishmali. That is the chilek between a Yisrael and a Koy. The Taisus HaRosh says clearly like this, that is the chilek. The chilek is a Yisrael, even though there's a Lifnei Iver involved, that. But the etzem shlichus, we have to understand, is a shlichus to marry a grusha to a Koy. So a person who's in the parsha is makir the chaymer advarim. So memele, on such a person, the mishalach can say, savarti shelo yishmali, so we cannot be manish the mishalach for the actions of the shliach, because the mishalach could say, I told him to do it, but I really didn't think he would do it. So memele, so we can't be manish the mishalach. Mashein came by Yisrael, since by Yisrael, this Aveira, by him, it's not a Mais Aveira, so he is not Margish, the Chaymer of Aveira, so here the Mishalach cannot say Savarti Shelo Yishmali, and that is why a Kohen told a Yisrael to marry a Grusha for him, so the Kohen is Chayev, because he should have realized that the Yisrael would do it. That is one mahalach pshat and taisvis. That is according to the sma. That and we chayre taisvis before holds the same svare. That the whole tour of avin shliach ledvar avere is because the mishalach can come with a taine that I didn't think that he would listen to me. So mamela we cannot be manish the mishalach. This is one mahalach. There's a second mahalach in Taisvitz. The Shoyl and the Neidib Yehuda seem to learn the second mahalach. We heard a Taisvitz before, Taisvitz and Shlich Ludvar Aveire. Taisvitz says, we learn out from Shchut Echutz. How do we do the Makayr and Shlich Ludvar Aveire? We learn it out from Shchut Echutz. By Shchut Echutz, we have a limut that it says that the shliach, someone made a shliach to shecht a kolben bachutz. So the din is I have a limut that the shliach is chayiv, the mishalach is not chayiv. I have a gzeiris hakosuv, and the ritva says, that what the Gemara says, divir rab, divir tam, divir mishoimim, that's not the ikir tam. I have here a pasuk. The pasuk says, if I made a shliach to do an aveira, so the din is the shliach is chayiv and the mishalach is potter. So this gzeiris hakosev that we say ein shliach ledvar aveira, you need dumya de shchut echutz. That just like by shchut echutz, the shliach who is doing the aveira is mitzuvin the aveira. So there we say, there's no din shliches. So, a kohen, who's also mitzuvah in the Aveire, that's the chiddush, that even though a shchut echutz is doing the Aveire, by a kohen being, he's doing lemaisa, the shliches lemaisa doing the mais Aveire, by a kohen marrying a grusha to another kohen, he's not doing the mais aveira of marrying a grusha, but al kaponim, he's a bach yuvin this avera dumya the shchutei chutz. That's the case of shchutei chutz, the makir of a shliach ledvar avera. We learn that alimut from shchutei chutz, and just like by shchutei chutz, we say the sheleach is potter when the shliach is a bach yuvin in the maisa avera. So in every case, when the shliach is a bachayuv and the ma'is avera, the shliach is potter. Dum yedishchut echutz. But a Yisrael that is not a bal chiyuv in the ma'is avera that is making him a shliach on, so I don't have a limut from shchut echutz. So then I say, yes, shliach udvar avera. So we have here two mahalchim in Tosfos. Either there's a svara dike mahalach like the sma, there's a svara ven shlich ledvar avere al the sma svara divere rav divere talma divere mishaymim that the mishalach can say, I was under the impression, I told him to do it, but the Rebbeinu Shem says he shouldn't do it. So it's under the impression he wouldn't do it, since the Rebbeinu Shem says that such a pula is a pula asura. And there we can differentiate between a Kohen and a Yisrael. A Kohen is makir the divrei harav. He's makir the chomer of marrying a grusha, since he himself is metzuv in the Yisrael. So there we say a svara that the mishaleir can say, I was savarti shelo yishmali. So dafke by a Kohen. Masha'in came by a Yisrael that's not mitzuve in this Yisrael, so the Mishalach cannot tie in a Savarti Shlo Yishmali, since Lagabi a Yisrael, so doesn't have, is not margish the Chaymer HaDvorim, is not margish the Dibrei Harav so much, so Mamela, the Mishalach should have understood that if I tell him to do it, Mistama will do it. So then you can't say Savarti Shlo Yishmali. That's one Mahalach in Tosfos. And the second Mahalach in Tosfos, the Shoyel Tadai de Biyudim, Ebenezer, Simen Ayin Chet, he learned it's Zeres HaKosumdik. It's that I'd have a limud, forget about Tivir Rav, Tivir Talmud, Tivir Mishoymim, that is not Iker Tam, there's a Zeres HaKosum, I learn that from Shchut Echutz, and the limit from Shchut Echutz is, when in the case of Shchut Echutz, so the Shliach is Mitzuve in the Avera that he's doing, then I say, then I have a limit, there's no din Shliches, if the Shliach is Mitzuve in the Avera, so every case, do me the Shchut Echutz, I say in Shliach Advar Avera, and that is if I tell a Koyen to be Mekadosh HaGrusha. But if I tell a Yisrael to be Mekadosh HaGrusha, so since this is not Dum Yedishchut Eichut, because the Yisrael is not Metzuve in this Yisrael, even though he's Metzuve in Lifnei Iver, and Tosfos mentioned it, but that's not the Shlichus. The Shlichus is, the Shlichus is a Shlichus to marry a Grusha for a Kohen, that's the Shlichus. He didn't make him a shlich to be marshal the isha. That's not the shlichus. The shlichus is to make him a isha kedusha. So memele, so a koyin is dum yedishchut echutz, and we say in shlich advar avere. Yisrael is not dum yedishchut echutz, and therefore we'll say yes shlich advar avere. Fine. So these are the two mahalchim in Tosfos. Ve'im toima, Vaktoisvis, my nafke mino, bein lamandi omar iboi ovid, bein lamandi omar shliach barchi yuve, leiloki ala kedushin larove, omar basori yuxim, kidesh eine loike boal loike. Vaktoisvis akashe, Rove said in kedushin that one is not loike for being Mekadosh HaGrusha. One is first like when he's Boyal HaGrusha. Kain is Boyal HaGrusha, then he's like a Bo-Kiddish Einei like. Like Tosfos HaKashe, L'chayra Ar-Gemore says, if we say Yesh Shliach Udvar HaVeirem, so the Kohen will be nenash with the Maisa Kedushin that the Shliach made. The Yisrael made a Maisa Kedushin for him, so the Kohen will be nenash. If I say Ein Shliach Advar Aver, the Kohen won't be nenash for the Maisa Kedushin. In fact, Tosfos says, I got news for you. He's never nenash in the Maisa Kedushin. Kiddush Ein Eloik, I feel he's Mekadosh himself. He doesn't get Malkus. So what's the nafka mean there? You get Malkus for the beer. You don't get Malkus for the, for the Maisa Kedushin. So there's no Einish. So what's Pshat Nagamon? V'yeshloima d'chibol achakach loike afala Kedushin k'demuchach v'reish t'mura. So Tosfos says, no. That what the Gemara says, boil kiddush ain loike means if he wasn't boiled later. There's a t'nai. Be'etzem you loike for the Maisa Kedushin if you were boiled later. So memele, so now, speaking about that he was boiled later. Now when you boil later, you loike for the Maisa Kedushin. That means you like on the isa of layikach, if there was a bila, layikach mishim layichalo. But if there was a bila later, you like on the kedushin. So now the shail is, will he be like on the kedushin? See if you hold, yesh liach ledvar avere, since he's alav bachi yuve, will be like on the kedushin. If you hold then shliach ledvar avere, because it's a boy of it, so not be like it for the Kedusha. Inami yesh loyma daf l'rove naf kemine, apilu you'll say that you're not like it, the yesh liches cholen akdushin, be ain shliches ain cholen akdushin. Now Tosfos says a second teretz, that the naf kemine is if the Kedushin is chal or not. So bekitza, we have over here a machlokes, two terutzim in Tosfos, what is the translation of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira? The first teretz of Tosfos held the din of Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira means that a person will not be nenash on a Dvar Aveira through Shliches. That's a din Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. It's only a din in Onshin. It's only a din in onshim. That's a din in shliach l'dvar aveira. Let's say we learn now from shchut echutz. So it says, hu yamus v'loy sholchos. That is the halacha. The halacha is that a shaleach is not nenash for a dvar aveira that was done through a shliach. So it's only a din in onshin. So Memel Zotaisis had a problem. There's no einish bechlal on the lab of layikach. The whole einish is only on the layichalu. So Taisis says, no, that's wrong. After layikach, after his boyo, you're like on layikach. The second teret of Taisis holds, the din of ein shliach ledvar avera means that if the nidai is a dvar avere, so there's no din shlichas at all. The Torah was not mechadish the parsha of shlichas by a dvar avere. There's no din shlichas. So Mel Tosfos says, if according to Rav Samer, is since he boy ovid, the boy loy ovid, so she's not married in Ganson. There's no din shlichas whatsoever. Now, let us just be mekasha this to what we said before. We hear two mahalchim and Tosfos, what the svore of ein shliach l'dvar averes. First we said, according to this matter, the svore, divrei harav, divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, that the shaleach can say, I didn't think he'd listen to me. So according to the first teretz in Tosfos, so this is a ptur onshin. That means, just like the dinyanid hastro, if you manage something, you have to, So there's the din de shalechet. I didn't think you'd listen to me. Dibe rav, dibe tam, dibe mishem. I didn't think you'd listen to me. So legabi onshin, he has a din of a shoyek. I mean, you can't be manish me. But there is a parsha of shliches. There's a parsha of shliches. That's where they're married. According to the second teretz of Tosfos, that what he says, I didn't think he'd listen to me in second. I'm telling him something, but Zicha didn't think that he'd listen to me. So there's not even Gemiris Das and the Meister Schlichas. I told him to marry the Agrusha for me. He think I thought he'd listen to me. I mean, so Bechlal, there was no Gemiris Das and the Minui of the Schlichas. So therefore, she's not even married to him. That means there was no sincerity in the whole Minui. I'll tell him, jump off the roof. So now you tell me I'm a Ritzayah. I told him something. I had no having he's going to listen to me. So Memele, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, there's no meaning of Shlichus whatsoever. This is if you learn according to the Sma. If you learn according to the second Malach, we said according to the Sheol Noi Debiude, so we have Gzeiris HaKos. We learn that from Shchut Teichutz. We learn that from Shchut Teichutz. So this is the two Mahalchim and Tosfos. The first Mahalchim and Tosfos says the holy Modis, there's no then Shliches Legabi Onshim, Hu V'loi Shelcha, Hu Yamos V'loi Shelcha. It's only an Onshim. But this is a Parsha of Shliches. And the second Teretz of Tosfos also, Hu V'loi Shelcha, is a Gilui that there's no Parsha of Shliches whatsoever. Period. That's the two Mahalchim and Tosfos. One more nekun I'd like to mention. There's a machloikis. The halacha is we have certain cases we say, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. For example, one of the cases is tvichet. A ganef tells someone to shech the behemah for him, the gegamva to behemah. We say, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. What will be the din? If a ganef will tell a shoychet, shech this behemah for me in Shabbos. I want him to shech in Shabbos. He's telling him, make him a shliach, and in Shabbos he should shech the behemah. Now, legabi Shabbos, there's a klal ein shliach l'dvar averet. So now, will he be chayiv dalet vei? That's for sure. He won't be chayiv al tchilo Shabbos. Because that's zichra din ein shlich l'dvar aveira. I told people chalo Shabbos. So that the zichra din ein shlich l'dvar aveira. The shailis will be hi chayim dalet vehe. So memele, so Rabbi Reuven says it's totally in the two mahalchim and Tosfos. According to the first mahalach of Tosfos, it's only a gilui that you're not nenash for the aveira you made him a shlich. So I told him to do two aveiras. Now the aveira of Chilu Shabbos, I'm not nenash. And the aveira of Tvich, I have a posik, that is the din shlichus, so I will be nenash. So that will be the din. Gabi Chilu Shabbos, I won't be nenash. Gabi Dalet Vehei will be chay. According to the second Teretz in Tosfos, the Torah was megale, by a shlichus l'dvar aveira, there's no parsha of shlichus, period. If I made someone a shlichus, there's no shlichus. There's no teterim. If the etzim meduber is a shlichus, the teterim is mafkir is in shlichus. So then there'll be part of an dalet vehei also according to the second teretz of Tosfos. Akvili koten, vudin davamotze lemeima, akvili godel. That means the Gemara said if a person told an isha to take off the payas of a koten, since she's a lav b'chiyuvim, so according to Ravinim, the Mishalach will be chayiv. So Tosfos says, it's irrelevant that he said akvali koten. Wouldn't have a motzi l'meima akvali godel, because if she cuts off the payas of a godel, she's also a lav b'chiyuvim. That means she's not mitzvah the lav of a koten. But this is a case which won't occur because the godel won't let. The nikiv is also chayiv, so a godel will not let this woman cut off his payas. So that's what the Gemara speaks about, a case that that's possible. The Yafal gav the mukil hosam ki nikif misayilei bahadei. The Gemara says that the whole din that the nikif is chayiv is that if he was misayeya the makif, that means he bent his head to enable the makif to cut off the payas. So Taisra says, the love of Nikib Tafila is straight like a statue. That he's over a love of Nikib, that his payas are being cut off. He's over a love. He won't get Malkus because it's a love shame by Maisa. If he bends his head, he'll get Malkus also, even though he's only Messiah in the market. But Al Capone then will get Malkus. But the Zich and Issa, that his payas are being cut off. So maybe that's why the Gemara spoke about a cotton. A cotton is cooperative, a cotton isn't like any avarice. So maybe, so that's why the Gemara spoke about a cotton. Yalfinon metziya miget. So now Taisma says, the Gemara had a shayla. The Gemara says like this, that by get, everyone agrees Bechotzer mitam yad, bechtana. We have a limud that chotzer mitam yad. The shaila is, yalfinon metziya miget. Do I say just like by get, bechtana has a chotzer, so by metziya she'll also have a chotzer? Or maybe lo yalfinon metziya miget. By get I have a postik. I don't learn out metziya from get. Because my name is Surah Yalfinen. So Taisva says, Hai Yalfinen Ave Midarabonam. This is not a real limud. That means when you learn the Gemara, it sounds like it is a real limud. That does a ktane have a chotzer legabi metziye. So Taisva says, it's not a real limud. The metziyas cotton lehavi ela midarabonam. That means that what when a cotton was kaina metziya, it doesn't belong to the cotton min ha-Torah, because a cotton is allowed by das to make a ma'ase kinyan. So metziyas cotton lehavi ela midarabonam. So that means a chotzer of a ktana is also won't be kaina. If you put a get into a chotzer of a ktana, she's megereshes min ha-Torah, that's her yad. But if you put a metziya into a chotzer of a ktana, it's, I feel you say chotzer mitam yad, she's not kind of the metziya. They have a elam the rabbonan, I feel the rabbi yasi, the oma, gezel, gomel, hainu, midivreya, but it's not a real gezel. So we had mentioned yesterday, the Nachos David says Pshat and Taisvis as follows. He says that between you and me, the whole reason why a metziya belongs to a cotton is Al-Tak Yisholim, that there shouldn't be a ktote, there shouldn't be fighting. So he says this whole concept is only applicable if a ktana picks up a metziah. So then, midarabonon, we said it's kedai that the metziah should belong to her. If a metziah fell into her chotzer, so she's not such a big lamdin that she has a kinya chotzer, chotzer mitam yad, she has a chotzer, and therefore there'll be fights and, really, the shizicha, the tam of kinyan chot, the kind of kinyan metziya by yad, is really not applicable by chotzer. Afal pikein, he says, will come out the takonis of chazal would be yachuchat lula. That means if you say chotzer mitam yad, and if she picks up a metziya, the metziya is hers, and if it's in her chotzer, which is mitam yad, the metziya is not hers, so be a psachuch et lula. So therefore, there's a svara to say, so since lemaise, the chotzer is her yad legabi get, so they said it's her yad legabi metziya, legabi to be kind of metziya midarabon. Or maybe not. that's the shaila yafina mitziya miget. But the soul yafina zoni had the rabbona de kedin. Olinian yad loy pligi the yafina ella leinian chotza. Now Taisha says afilu there's a shaila if yafinin mitziya miget, that is only by chotza, but yad everyone holds that a ktana has a yad to be kaina metziah. Now, I just would like to mention that Taisus is a difficult Taisus for more than one reason. For example, Taisus just says over here that if a ktana picks up a metziah, it's icha that the metziah is hers midarabonon. Because of Yalfinan, als Yalfinan Metzia Miget, if a Ktana picks up a Metzia, al Taki Shalem, Shlo Yiskoite to, it's not a Yalfinan, that's number one. Number two, if it works als Yalfinan, the din is if a Shaita picks up a Metzia, so the din is also the Zdaki Shalom. I mean, the Zdaki Shalom, Shlai Yiskaitet, where the Cheir Shishaita. There's also, the Metziah belongs to them. A Shaita is not Mizgarish, because it's Mishalcha V'Chezeres. So a Yad of a Shaita is kind of Metziah, and a Yad of a Shaita is not Mizgarish. Because it doesn't work with Yalfina. This is a second problem. The Lashon of Taisus is Shreklach Shver. And a third problem, let us just speak about the third problem, the Chidushim Biurim is Ma'ira as follows. There's a shir of Mishalcha V'Chayzeres, which is a shir of Pu'utais. I mean, she's 6 years old at least. There's a shir of the din of Daki Shalom, this is Shreel Vizorke Eges Venoitle, which is a smaller shir, 4 years old. So how can you say Yalfinam, I mean by get, the whole yad first starts by 6 years old, and by Metziah, the yad starts by 4 years old. So what is Pshat Yalfinam? The Taisvis is very shver. Just like, I mean, this, the Aleph, the Mogin Ha'elef in Hilchis Pesach Tov Mem Ches Ois Hei stelt sich an this Taisvis. He says a difficult pshat, but I just like to be Meira, that this Lashon of Taisvis Linyin Yad Lei Pligi Di Alfin and Elo Linyin Chotzer, it would seem from Taisvis that what a Ktana is Kaina Metziah is as a Gedra of Yalfina, this is very difficult to understand. Let us start the next Mishnah. Ro oisan rotzin achem metziah. A person saw that there's a metziah in his field, and people are running to get the metziah, his field. And achel, that's case number one, achem metziah. Achel tzvi shavu. Now we're going to speak about a second case. A tzvi shavo means a tzvi that is movable, he can't run too fast, he's not rotzka tzvi, but he hobbles. And we'll see in a minute. Acha tzvi shavo, acha goizloi shalei pochu, goizlois that cannot fly too well. And then he sees this. Now let's talk about the case of a tzvi shava. A tzvi, a hefkedik tzvi, is hobbling in his field, and 20 people want to be kind of the tzvi, and they run into the field to catch the tzvi. Shema shemai. So he says, va'oma zofsili sodi. Before they get a chance to chop this tzvi, he says, my sode should be zoiche this tzvi. We didn't explain anything yet. We're just saying Teichfeld. Hoya tzvi rotz gedarke. That is dafke if you have a tzvi that is hobbling in the field, and he could have caught it if he wanted to, and then people are running after it. They're going to catch it in 2 minutes. And he said, Zachsali, Sadi, Zachsali. Hoya tzvi rot kedarkoi, eshe geizlois mafrich. He had a tzvi that was rot kedarkoi. He's running very fast. He, Bishimoifen, couldn't catch the tzvi. There was someone standing right there. He wants to catch the tzvi. He just won the Olympics, and he runs very fast. He's running and he's going to catch the tzvi. And I say, Zachtali Sadek, to my field. Loi amaklo. So it doesn't help anything, and he's not kind. Now, let us just see Rashi. Well, we don't know too much the reasons of this mission, but let's see Rashi. Acher tzvi shover, duhu dum yedemitziye, she'eino yoche lorutz, that means it can't run out of the field, that means it can catch it. Umishtamer besoich hasodem leyitlu acherim, it's mishtamer besoich hasodem, no one's going to take it away, it's mishtamer. Fine. Omar Rav Yehuda Amashmu, now, Rav Yehuda Mashmul says another condition, that he's standing, he's unaware of it, he's kind of. And here, Rav Yehuda Mashmul says, he has to stand near the Sodeh. So why do you need that? So the Gemara answers, Hani mili b'chotzer ha-mishtameres. Amul chotzer she'ein ha-mishtameres, yoimed b'tzad sodeyu in iloi loi. That din, that chotzer shalodem is koine loi shaloi midatoi, is dafka chotzer ha-mishtameres, amul chotzer she'ein ha-mishtameres, yoimed b'tzad sodeyu in iloi loi. Now let us see Rashi. Yoimed b'tzad sodeyu in, the Akshav, he mishtameres al yodoy. Period. Now, I just like to explain a little. There's a chotzer hamishtameres. A chotzer hamishtameres means that mitzad the etzem chotzer, that what is found in the chotzer is shomur al yidei chotzer. There's walls around the chotzer. So whatever is found in the chotzer is shomur in the chotzer. That's a chotzer hamishtameres. That's one din. And that din of a chotzer hamishtameres, that we had a din that Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina said, chatzere shel odom koine loy shelo mitayte. It can be koine without, it's koine. Chatzere shel odom is koine loy shelo mitayte. Our Mishnah is speaking about a sode that is not a chotzer hamishtameres. There's no walls around it. It's an open place. It's not a chotzer hamishtameres. So Rashi says, but when he's standing there and he's watching what is happening, it's mishtamer al yodoi. It's mishtamer al yodi. That means the chotzer mitzad atzmoi is not a chotzer hamishtamer, but it's mishtamer al yodoi. That means if he's standing there, that's mishtamer al yodoi. That means something is there. He could run in and make sure it should remain there. That's called, that is a chotzer. That means mitzad the etzem chefs of the chotzer. It's the chotzer alone is not mishamer the dvorim hanimtzoyim b'soichoi. By him standing there, it's mishtamer al yodoi. So memele, so let us just say a truk in halacha without explaining too much. So Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, the chotzer, since the etzem chotzer is not a chotzer hamishtamer, the only way it could be koine if it's mishtamer al yodoi. And this is a great bi chotzer. Well, that is not for tonight to discuss. But al kaponim yinirish mi mishtamer al yodoi. So if he's oimed betzatzadeyu, And he sees the Tzvi Shabu, the Geizroi Shalei Pochu, so it's Mishtama al Yodoi, then that Chotzer could be Koine. And that's the Kunz. And therefore he could be Koine. There's people that are running in his field and want to grab the Tzvi. So his Chotzer could be Koine, the Tzvi, before they get a hold of it. Because this is also considered a Chotzer HaMishtama, since it's Mishtama al Yodoi. If it would be a real Chotzer HaMishtama, so then you don't need the Oymed B'Tzatzadeyu, then it's a Chotzer HaMishtama, then it's Koine Shaloi Midatoi, then it's Koine Afilu, without him being aware whatsoever that the Tzvi Shavu is in his Chotzer.